Welcome to Storytime with Smokey, the part of the show where Smokey tells you a sexy story. This is a true story from a few years ago. And I got asked out at work. I was, to paint a picture, I was working as a barista at a brunch restaurant, so what I liked about it was I got to be home by 5 every day. I had to get up early, but it wasn't a problem. I like mornings. And everyone was very nice on the end of our guest who came in, even though I really didn't like my manager. And that's why I remember the exact date of this story. May 5th, 2017. Could never forget because she kept saying it was Cinco de Sarah. Oh my God. I digress. If I talk about her, I'll shrivel up. But this handsome guy comes in and he orders some food to go for me. And we talk for a little bit, but I talk to everyone, so I don't think anything of it. So he goes away with his food, comes back 5 minutes later, and is just standing there behind the line that has formed. And I'm looking at him from the side, just sort of like, did you forget something? Did I forget something? Can I help you? And he said, no, I'm all right for now. And he just waited until I served everyone in my line, came up to me and said, I couldn't help but overhear. You said you didn't have any plans for this evening, and I would like to take you out. Absolutely made my day. This isn't his name. I remember his name, actually. We're going to call him Dan. And Dan was handsome, but not handsome in the way that's remarkable. Handsome in the way that is actually quite typical for the city where I live. Especially in a business district. So, I immediately started thinking in my head, calculating how much time I needed to get home before we would meet up again in a different neighborhood for some tacos and margaritas because, right, 'tis the season. I really did believe that we were just going to have a normal first date. But as the story unfolds, you'll understand that something in me that day just wanted to be impulsive. It didn't make sense, so just stick with me. We get to the restaurant, we both have changed, we both look nice, and we start talking and laughing and joking over some tacos, and we shared an order of tacos because I was very nervous, so I wasn't that hungry, even though I love food and I probably should have eaten more. So with a taco and a couple margaritas in my system, we decided to go on a walk around the neighborhood. And what I liked about it was that he didn't try to hold my hand. That is my least favorite thing on a first date. Why would you try to hold my hand if I just met you? I mean, ass, fine, hand, ooh. A little too fast there, buddy. And I can always detect when a man has just gotten out of a relationship or when a man doesn't want to be single. And I could sense that he didn't want to be single, but I also knew from the moment he told me he resided in the suburbs, that it wasn't going to continue far because, personally, I don't do suburbanites often. That sounds horrible. But it's true. They live so far away, and the city in which I live is so densely populated that there are just too many people around to justify not exploring that, at least in my opinion. But again, I digress. It might be an unpopular opinion, but that's okay too. It's my audio. So we're walking. It's evening, dusk. We are passing this beautiful church with stained glass windows. It was so gorgeous that we both just stopped. And we were trying to get into the church, but it was actually closed. So we settled for sitting on the steps. And he pulled me close to him and started kissing me. And it was really romantic, but I didn't mind because it was good kissing. Okay, that matters. Not too much tongue. A nice little hand around the back of the neck. Sometimes the thumb coming around to the front. It's nice. So, we're making out and I feel him getting hard, and this is when the impulsiveness jumped out. I just stuck my hand down his pants on the church steps and started rubbing it. And he moaned in my mouth, and after about 30 seconds of that, he realized where he was, and and he was like, hey. And that's when it came out that he lived in the suburbs because of the whole conversation of where to go. At the time, I was 23, very broke, and I was not in a living situation in which I wanted to invite someone over. I had a roommate. I also just simply did not want, you know, I just simply did not want to have that be part of my night. The whole how do I get to you versus how do you get to me, it was more difficult than I wanted to plan for, if that made sense. Like, I didn't really want to think. And I actually succeeded in that. I did not think. I just told him, you know what, it's all right. We'll just keep hanging out, but we don't have to go anywhere. Like, it's all right. Because I wasn't trying to sleep with him if it inconvenienced me. And that was simply the truth of the evening. Simply put, I wanted to have a memorable experience, but I also wanted to give him a memorable experience. Why? I don't know. It's not like he did anything remarkable. Seriously, I think it's important for you to understand that there was nothing remarkable about this experience, and that's why it's so interesting to me that I did what I did. We're walking, and we pass one of my old jobs, and I tell him, oh, you know, I used to work over there. And for some reason, we round the corner and there's a baseball field on one side of the street, and on the other there are apartment buildings. And then on the sidewalk, you know, those big green rectangular metal boxes. I think that it's for water or for gas. And please don't think I'm stupid for not knowing, but I really don't. So I had him stop walking. No one was in the field. So just to picture this, we're on the sidewalk. The big green metal box is what I have him stand against, with his back against the rectangle, he would be facing the baseball field. I'm kneeling so the people across the street can't see that I am opening his pants, sticking out my tongue, and taking him into my mouth. I started blowing him on the sidewalk. There was no reason for that, except for I knew it would be the only time in his life that this would ever happen to him, and suburbanites have to have fun too. So we just kept going until some people came out of the apartment across the street and he got nervous. So I just pretended to be tying my shoe. He didn't finish, but boy was he riled up. And I don't blame him. I'm amazing at blowjobs, honestly. I like to tease. I like to switch it up. And I also like to make sure that by the end of it, you could never, ever forget. And that's what I like to do. I like to stamp myself into the sexual memory of my partners if I can. I like to leave a memory that is so strong that I remember it too. I really value that. So when he took my hand, I didn't mind it that time because it wasn't romantic, it was lust. And I prefer lust to romance myself. We go to a large park, so essentially a big field with hills and trees. It stretches for miles. Like I said, big city, very lucky. So we start walking up this hill, and we're looking around, and there's no one out really. It's dinner time. People are either at home or they're at a bar. So we sit under this tree, and he starts kissing me again, telling me he can't believe I just did that. Will I do it again? Here? Because he knows that he'll be able to come in a park, but he wouldn't be able to come on a sidewalk. Interesting, isn't it? But I don't blame him. I don't know how comfortable I would be coming on a sidewalk myself. Nah. The year is young. So he's growing in my mouth. I'm licking, spitting, sucking on it, choking on it, deep throating him until he comes down my throat. And I swallow every single bit, looking up at him as I lick the rest of the cum off of his cock. And he was just astounded. I can tell no one has ever even wanted to provide him that experience for nothing in return, really. And I felt satisfied that I had done my part to provide him with the most memorable first date story that he will ever have, and the most memorable first date story that I would ever have as well. The funny thing was, after that happened, we found this hidden bar in the park that was made out of all wood and had a dress code and made gorgeous drinks. And we got in there about 10 minutes before they would stop letting people in, had a drink, chatted, and I knew that I wouldn't see him again. And I think he knew he wouldn't see me again. But the funny thing was, the next day he texted me saying that he wasn't looking for anything serious. And this, my friends, is why men can be trash.